Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing today?
Good, good. I don't know about you, but the moon last night?
I kind of saw it when I went home, but no.
I was biking home. I was kind of out by the airport, and it just rose over the mountains, and I was like, that thing is massive. I was mind-boggled. I was like, that's way too close for comfort.
Yeah, well, that was one of the super moons, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I was so impressed. I mean, it's just, it was so beautiful, and it was clear,
uh-huh.
too.
Uh-huh.
Which was really nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Enough about the weather.
Okay.
We're running Tradio, which is our buy-sell trade program. Yeah, so people do call in. It's 907-772-3808 if you've got anything to buy, sell, or trade, or you're in search of something, or you're a nonprofit and you've got some PSA coming up or some other event that you'd like to remind people about this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody will call in, but the poetry and jazz is coming up tomorrow night upstairs at the Suns. It's a fundraiser for the Rainforest Festival and sponsored partly by Rotary, and Common Grounds is going to be having their coffee and tea. We are going to be selling desserts by the slice, cash.
Great.
A few other things going on there. So Pendulum will be playing. That's a jazz group. And I don't know. Are you going to be reading?
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be reading.
Okay.
I kind of had something half baked going on. It's like, you know, I'm gonna sit with this.
Yeah.
But are you?
Yes.
Ooh, although, for those who don't know, Chris Weiss here is a fantastic poet. So.
Well, we might have one poem, and then I might actually let the audience decide. There's two things. There's one that I found that was really old. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying to expand beyond poetry, so we'll see.
Well, for that very, very special, kind of once-in-a-lifetime hearing of that. Again, that's Saturday at 7 p.m.?
Yes, 7 p.m.
At the Sons of Norway Hall?
Yep.
Great.
Yes.
Cool. So, shall we jump into Tradio? We have a lot of callers. We have caller on line one. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. Good morning. Yeah, cool. Anthony Tiber calling here. I just calling to put in a shout out for the play that I watched last night up at the auditorium, the high school performance of Dracula. It was absolutely exceptional. Every actor seemed like they're just refined, and I just wanted to encourage everybody to go out and see the play and help them along on their way to Scotland.
Yeah, yeah, and the Fringe Festival is a great one.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Uh-huh. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for those who don't know, the I believe they're showing tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. and it's at the Wright Auditorium, obviously. And you can still get tickets at Lee's Clothing or at the high school front desk.
Yes.
And I think it's only $10 a ticket.
Yes, I know. Very reasonable.
For such a world
performance.
Show.
Yes, that will be. Yeah, going to, you know, world-class place.
Exactly. But it would be great to have anyway. I mean, it's fantastic to have live theater.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Caller on line two, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. See, this is Brian Lynch. Yeah, I have a couple items here. The first one is, you have to be kind of an annual thing I do, and Hoopy may have already covered this on her program, is people need to check the headlights on their vehicles. There's a lot of, as my mom used to put it, one-eyed monsters driving around out there. And the other evening I drove into town, and there were like three vehicles in a row that had a headlight out. So people need to check that, fix the problem. And if you have to replace one, you better replace both of them, because the other one's probably going to go out pretty soon, too. I also have a Ryobi portable generator. It's 4,000 starting watts, 3,400 running watts. It's brand new in a box, still has the plastic wrap on it. I'm actually selling it for somebody who bought it and then left town and didn't want to take it with them. These things sell, I just checked to Home Depot, for $539. I'm asking 5.25 or best offer for it. At least if somebody bought it here, they wouldn't have to pay shipping on it. Mm-hmm. But Anyway, if anybody is interested on this, it's on a cart. It's on a wheeled cart in there. So if anybody is interested, you can call me at 907-518-0211.
0211. And what was the brand name on that?
Ryobi, R-Y-O-B-I.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Brian.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. You take care. Bye.
Right.
Bye.
All right. And we do have another caller on line 3. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Nicole McMurrin. How's folks at KFSK today?
Doing good. Happy it's Friday.
Good. Well, yes, Friday is a good day by and large. Well, I am calling in. You folks started talking a little bit about the Jazz and Readings event that's taking place tomorrow night, so I just wanted to call in and chat that up a little bit more. You are indeed right. It is upstairs at the Sons of Norway Hall tomorrow night, kicking off at 7 p.m., and we're going to have a little live jazz music being played for you as you come on in by the band Pendulum. Sometimes we're a quartet, sometimes we're a quintet. We're kind of swinging back and forth because, you know, jazz. And then we're going to have some great local readers reading their material for you. The event is sponsored by the Rotary International here in Petersburg. Thank you so much. And also by the Rainforest Festival folks. And they are going to have desserts for sale for fundraisers. So bring your appetite. Coffee and tea is being provided by Common Grounds. And it's just going to be an overall good night. And you'll be free to make more contributions to the Rainforest Festival should you feel so possessed. If you've got any questions, you can feel free to reach out. I've got posts up on Facebook as does the Rainforest Festival. My number is 907-518-4223. And we look forward to seeing folks tomorrow night. And I also have to say, I agree with Anthony. Went and saw the play last night. Go tonight so you can come and hear music and read and hear some readings tomorrow. But it is a fantastic production, well worthy of your time and your money.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole.
Bye.
Okay. And, well, we're kind of on a roll today.
Yeah.
Caller on line 1.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Hi there. I've got a couple of cardboard shipping boxes for framed artwork. They're maybe 6 inches high, 3 by about 4.5, 5 feet. And there's 2 of them. I just want to give them away. I just need them out of my way.
Yeah.
My number is 907-518-0545.
0545. Okay. Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then we have another caller on line 2. You're on the air. Oh, hello?
Oh,
hello, hello. Caller on line 2.
Yeah, are you ready for Gary?
Yes.
Yeah, should I go ahead?
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Gary Sperfield. I'm up at the Mountain View Manor, the elderly housing apartment there. I'm in senior geezerhood. But anyway, I'm a veteran, and I have a gal that works through the VA that helps me here with stuff with so I can remain in my apartment. But anyway, she's a single mother, and she has 4 daughters, 2 which she adopted about 8 years ago, and then 2 of her own. But anyway, one of her daughter's bedrooms had a folding plastic door, and it didn't last. It fell apart. So I'm in the process of going to build her a sliding, you know, like a barn door, a sliding door with an overhead track. And basically what I'm looking for is a couple sheets of 4x8 paneling, like wall paneling, like a lot of people use, you know, when they remodel and stuff. And anyway, if somebody would have a couple of 4x8 sheets, actually they'd only have to be 36 inches wide, but they'd need to be at least 6.5 feet long, a couple of pieces, because I'm gonna make the door for her so she can replace that plastic things that her daughter, her one daughter, has there on her room. So anyway, if somebody has a couple sheets of that wall paneling, you know, it's like 3/16, quarter inch thick, they're not using and wouldn't mind getting rid of, I'd appreciate getting them so I could get that door made for that gal. So anyway, my number here is 650-7975, and if somebody's got a couple they wouldn't mind parting with, I wouldn't mind, we wouldn't mind paying a, you know, reasonable price for them, but I'm trying to build this as least expensive as I can for the girl. So anyway, thank you much, appreciate your time, and that'll be it.
Okay, thanks,
hope you find it.
Yeah, I do too. Push comes to shove, we'll have to go buy a couple new ones at the store, you know. So anyway, thank you much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay, and again, like I said, we're on a roll. We have another caller. No, another one. Boom, really good. Caller on line 3, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I've got a Northern Leader wood-burning furnace. It's a model 2027, and I'm going to get $200 for it. It's a heavy-duty wood-burning furnace. Probably weighs 300 pounds. It came out of our house. I've had it at the warehouse for like the last 15 years, haven't been used. And it's got a blower with it. So I'm interested in moving it. So my number is 907-518-0300.
0300. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Okay, and caller on line 1, you're on the air.
Thanks. I've been collecting coins for about 60 years, and it's time to get rid of them. I've got everything from Indian head pennies through old silver dollars, half dollars, quarters. And if anyone's interested in any of this, if they give me a call at 907-772-3677. And you have a great weekend.
You too, John.
Thank you. Bye. Wow, we are getting the full gamut.
I guess.
Pretty cool. Okay. Caller on line 2, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sally from Sons of Norway.
Hi,
just
Sally.
Letting people know there's bingo tonight.
Ah.
Doors open 6, bingo starts at 7.
Okay, and is there anything on the special menu for this week?
I don't know. I'm leaving on a short trip. And I don't know who's cooking.
Oh. Well, then it'll have to be a
mystery.
Surprise.
Yeah. It'll be a surprise, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Sally.
All right.
If that's the only hat you're wearing today.
Thanks. It is. I'm off to the airport.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good trip.
Safe travels.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Well, a bit of a break in the clouds here for us. the clouds being callers. Oh, we
have
another
this.
Announcement.
Yes, actually, we do have another. All this stuff is for free. So there is a Samsung 59-inch plasma TV, Samsung 7.1CH Blu-ray home entertainment system, and a home entertainment center, which slightly was modified to hold the TV, approximately 78 inches high, 82 inches wide, and 27.5 inches deep. Quite heavy, but broken down to component pieces. Can be broken down. Okay. But a truck is probably necessary to move it. And if you're interested in any of those items, call Bill at 907-518-0340.
Wow, TV for free. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the home entertainment center, no less.
I know.
I can only imagine what that could be.
No room for it in our house.
I know. It's this like constant battle of, wow, that would be great. That would fit in. And then also it's like, hey, I need to be able to, you know,
move.
Walk to my kitchen.
Yes. Oh, dear.
Well, that was a pretty rapid-fire morning.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And so maybe what we'll do is we'll have a slow rundown.
Okay.
And if anyone has anything else that they would like to call in, buy, sell, or trade, or you're looking for something... Yeah, you can still call in. You can still catch us.
Yes. You can interrupt me. So,
Kindly.
Yes. Anthony called. He wanted to encourage people to go to the high school drama production of Dracula. Not only is it an excellent performance, but you can help them get to Scotland to repeat that performance for others. Brian called. Just kind of a reminder, especially at this time of year, check those headlights. You want to make sure both of them are working. And just a comment from me, why don't you turn them on all the time?
Right.
Yeah,
kind of
really.
The drab, like the dark weather, even
yes.
during the middle of the day.
Yes, even in the middle of the day, it's gray out there. And if vehicles blend in, so please turn your handle lights on.
I like the image of the one-eyed monster.
Yes.
I was just like, oh, that must be a motorcycle going by. No.
Well, and everybody has a different term, I guess, for those things.
Oh, you've heard another kind.
Oh, yes. I had a friend that called them perdiddles.
Perdiddles.
I have no idea where that came from. And then now I can't remember. There's another term.
Well, perdido means lost in Spanish. So perdiddles, perhaps.
Do you want to know about perdiddle?
Oh,
we have a caller on line zero.
An archaeologist of Bediddle.
Oh.
So if you saw a car with one headlight, which like back in the Depression happened often, and you called it before the other person.
Yes, we played that game. Yes.
Yeah, you did. Uh-huh. So what was the prize when you played it?
I don't know. We were just in the car and, passing time.
Well, Mom said she'd drive around with her boyfriends, and if she saw it, she would slap the boy, but if the boy saw it first, he would kiss her.
Oh.
So there was a whole complication involved. Like, did you want to see the bedillo or not?
Oh.
I said, why would you want to hit him, Mom? She's like, well, I'll tell you later.
That's great. Love it.
Well, okay, a bit of a history lesson there.
Yes, that's great.
And so even if you're with your beau and you see a perdiddle,
yes.
You can slap, you can also, call into radio and tell people to.
Right.
Maybe while we have this moment, we have another caller online.
I heard that. I heard the phone, so let's go.
let me get this set up. Caller on line one, you're on the air.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm working on a project. It's called Operation Cuspuck. And this is in regard to the evacuees that were forced out of their villages because of Typhoon Halong. And what I'm doing is I'm making cuspucks for the evacuees that are in Anchorage. There's approximately 400 of them.
Right.
And what I'm looking for is fabric. I need fabric. Maybe I'll call out to some of you quilters. I know you got lots of fabric. I can take it in increments of 2 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, and anything bigger. Because my goal is a dozen, 144 cuspucks. That's my first goal. And right now I'm upward of 3 dozen.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And is there any kind of fabric that you're particularly looking for?
Oh, cotton.
Okay.
Cotton and anything that would make a good cuspuck. Cuspucks are usually, they're real colorful, they're cheerful. They can be plain colors as well, because I put trim on them. I have rickrack and I have embroidered trim. So pretty much any fabric will do, just cotton though.
Okay, and your number?
It's 907-612-1354.
Okay.
Well, I hope you can find the supplies for that. What was that? Sorry?
My name is Marcia.
Marcia. Okay. Well, thank you, Marcia, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Cool.
More calls, or shall I continue?
I think you should continue.
Okay, so Brian, besides asking us to check Headlights has a portable Ryobi generator, 3,400 watts running. It is on a cart. He's asking $525 or best offer. The number to call is 907-518-0211. Nicole called to remind us about the jazz and reading upstairs at the Suns tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pendulum will be playing. There will be various local people reading poetry and short fiction or nonfiction, sponsored by the Rotary, and coffee and tea is provided by Common Grounds. It is a fundraiser for the Rainforest Festival. Please bring cash because we're going to have desserts for sale. And if you have any questions, one of the numbers you can call is Nicole's, 907-518-4223. There are some cardboard boxes for free. I heard something about 6 inches and then 4 feet by 5 feet. You might want to call to see if those are correct.
There was something about picture frame boxes.
Oh, picture frame. Okay, I did not catch that for some reason.
They would fit a picture frame.
Yes.
Or they would make a good picture frame.
Right. Okay, box.
There's something in there about cardboard boxes.
Okay, great. Cardboard boxes for free that could house that picture frame. The number is 907-518-0545. And Gary called. He is looking for some 4x8 paneling wall sheets. They should be at least 36 inches wide and hopefully about 6.5 feet long. He's looking for 3/16 or 1/4 inch thick. He's trying to make a door for someone, and he could pay a reasonable amount if you are looking to get paid for that. The number to call is 907-650-7975. There is a Northern Lead 2027 heavy-duty wood-burning furnace available with blower. For more information on that, contact, sounded like Jeff, at 907-518-0300. John called. He is getting rid of any and all of his coin collection, yeah. So he's got a lot available.
That is probably really special.
Yeah, and various formats of coins, and to get all that information, you can contact John at 907-772-3677. Sally called. It's bingo night at the Suns tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. And it's a mystery what might be served for the snack.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
So you have to show up to find out. And we just heard from Marcia. She is making cuspooks for the evacuees from the storm, and she is looking for fabric in at least 2 feet or four, up to 4 feet or even bigger, cotton fabric. She's looking for that fabric, and if you can help her out.
Anything to make a cuspook.
Yes, anything to make a cuspook with. You can call her at 907-612-1354.
Wow, that was pretty extensive.
Yeah.
Almost out of breath. Well, folks, sounds like we might have another caller.
Might have another caller.
If you just heard something in that rundown and you are kind of interested in it and you missed the number, you can always call on the station and we'll look back at the records to let you know if you need more information. So, like I said, there is another caller, and on line one, you are on the air.
Yeah, this is Marcia with the cuspucks. And I just have a slight correction. It's not feet. It's 2 yards, 3 yards, or 4 yards.
Oh, yards. And I do have, that was misspoken.
Well,
yes.
Well caught,
I have
Marcia.
I have it as yards here, but...
Okay, just so everybody knows, because I need more than 2 feet.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine.
Thank you.
Okay,
sorry
thanks.
About that.
All right. Well, It's good to know you're being held accountable.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that is an important difference.
It is a very important difference, and I bet actually people out there probably knew it was yards. If you're a sewer.
Yeah, you would know.
You would know. If you have fabric, you would probably know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think that is a very good round out for Tradio today. And folks, if you missed us, we'll always be hosting Tradio again next Wednesday. So that's at 9 a.m. Again, we'll do buy-sell trade in case something comes up over the weekend. And Chris, thank you so much for hosting with me today. All right, thanks very much.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.